DJ says she was lucky. As a child in Pakistan, her family lived a cosmopolitan life and encouraged her to pursue her dreams. That brought her to Traverse City. This is Our Global Neighborhood, a weekly conversation with our neighbors who came from abroad and put down roots up north. I'm Kendra Carr. Dirk Nijan, also known as DJ, is an accountant in Traverse City. After earning her degree from Eastern Michigan University, she and her husband are raising their son here. Thank you for joining us, DJ.
Thank you. It's a great opportunity.
So I wanted to actually start with your name. Could you pronounce your name?
It is Dirk Nijan, and that's the Americanized version. The original version is Durkhane. Dur is from Persian, which means pearl, and Khanai is Arabic, and that means house. So it's Pearl of the House. So my mother is a poet, and that's kind of, you know, where she came up with it.
Can you tell us a little bit about what even interested you in America when you were growing up in Pakistan?
I've had a really interesting childhood. It was a happy childhood. The interesting thing about my childhood was my father was part of a multinational company, and he was the director of the Pakistani branch. So I interacted with a lot of Europeans and Americans growing up. It was just kind of natural to me to grow up with that. I didn't even know that that was something not most people had in their lives. And I just remember wanting to learn the language really quickly because everybody else could communicate with them, but I couldn't because, you know, I was growing up with the mother tongue. And before I knew it, I knew the language. I was talking to them and they were like family members. In a way, we would wait for them to come visit again and have dinner with us and share stories with us. So that's sort of where the fascination started. And my parents, while I was still pretty young, probably when I was 6 or 7, did this world tour where they went to all these different places in the world over 30 days. And the stories off the U.S. were what's, you know, stuck with me. The time that they spent with their friends or colleagues in the U.S. were just fascinating to me as a child.
You are a successful woman. You're from Pakistan, and that's not always known as having strong female characters. Can you tell us what it's like to be a woman in Pakistan?
You know, I keep seeing this word over and over again that I've been lucky, but I've been lucky pretty much from the beginning. I came from a family that supported women, and my great-grandfather was Ghaffar Khan, who is called the Frontier Gandhi. And this man was a forward-thinking man. He really, really wanted the females in his family to be educated and to lead a life that they wanted to lead in whichever way possible. Then my father was a huge proponent of female education in Pakistan. He strongly still believes that the only way to get the whole country to get educated is through female education. An educated mother will be more motivated to have her children be educated. So that's the father I grew up with. And then my husband didn't even think twice. I never wanted to change my last name. Not even a feminist agenda. It just had something to do with growing up. And he never even flinched at the idea. You know, a lot of Western males might have a problem with that. And a short story about Amjad's grandmother. And Amjad's family, my husband, Amjad's family is definitely way more conservative than my family. But he has told me these stories about his grandmother, who her husband died early. So she had to be the strong female character. But she did it within the bounds of that culture. You know, if she had to deal with someone, it was behind closed doors. You know, the person would be on the other end of the door so he couldn't see her. But he said that didn't affect anything. They were all so scared of her and didn't want to deal with her. So I think we all have to find our strength within the bounds that we have.
When you moved from Pakistan to Eastern Michigan University for school, I'm curious, did you experience much bias when you were living in Ann Arbor?
So coming to the U.S. was kind of an interesting culture shock because I had grown up with Americans around me. But of course, those were people who already knew my father, and it was a different kind of a setup. So when I came to the U.S. to further my education at Eastern Michigan University, it was a university setup, which of course is a welcoming setup. It's not, you know, most people want you to be there and part of that community. But I remember one of my classes over there was a communication class, and the teacher was asking all the students to kind of come up with their favorite pop stars. And I said Shania Twain, and she kind of looked at me quizzically. And she said, "You know Shania Twain?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, we have cable, we have, you know, TVs, we have access to the American culture." But it was kind of a foreign concept to her.
You guys have been in Traverse City for several years now. Mm-hmm. What kind of biases you've encountered when people find out you're from Pakistan? Have you experienced that in Traverse City much?
It was definitely a change moving here from Ann Arbor. It's had its advantages and disadvantages. I feel like because there's not as much diversity over here, I can be a representative of the diverse population and try and educate people that even though we're diverse, that doesn't mean we're not similar. We're all human at the end of the day. We all care about our loved ones and we all have more or less the same fears and the same things that make us happy.
Do you feel like people from different political parties have treated you differently?
I've had people from both ends of the spectrum, you know, call them conservative Republicans or liberal Democrats, have their own ways of dealing with me being different, you know, so to speak. The Republicans or the conservatives would want to assimilate me and kind of make me more white than brown, I guess. And the Democrats or the liberals wanted to apologize to me for people gawking at me because I was brown and not white. And both those instances kind of did the same thing. They made me feel different, whatever the reason might be behind it. But I've always kind of had a good sense of humor about it. I think that's everyone should have something like that. I think we're all different in some way and we're all similar in some ways. And the less defensive we are about the ways we're different, the more easy life could be.
Can you paint us a picture of what you'd like people to think of when they think of Pakistan?
I guess I would go back to what got me interested in the U.S. And it was these friendships that Americans and Europeans had with my family and my father. Really, the feeling people have when they visit northern Pakistan, which is really where I'm from, is one of love and congeniality and feeling welcome. So unfortunately, the other side of Pakistan or northern Pakistan has been given a lot more coverage in the recent years. But we have, just like human beings have both, you know, dark side and light side, nations and countries have that as well. So that's what I hope people will see someday.
And thank you for joining us for this week's conversation. You can see images of DJ and her family on our website, iprnews.org. Thank you to our producer, Karen Siegel, and a special thanks to DJ for sharing her story.
तू है मेरी जिंद माया सारे मुंडे तेरे भाई भाई मैं एक तेरा प्यार